in open field, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio.
Oh, we got it! On the run, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown!
This is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford and in association with Quaker Steak and Lube on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Fights and pushes, and he's in! Touchdown! It is all over! The Browns have won it!
And now, here's your host, Vic Carucci.
Happy Football Friday to you on this Black Friday. Hope you had an enjoyable Thanksgiving. And we'll get you set up now for Sunday's game against the Steelers. Appreciate you hanging out with us. Good stuff today. Hanford Top Dog Dixon makes his regular Friday appearance on this show, so we'll talk some Brown Steelers with Hanford. We're also going to assemble the roundtable. Tom Withers of the Associated Press, Scott Petrick of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, Nate Ulrich of the Akron Beacon Journal, yours truly. We will get into Sunday's game and talk about this team and what it needs to do to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Huge game. People call it the Brown Super Bowl each year, and it is. Every game against the Steelers is, and I think in a 2-8 season, it can easily make a lot of what's happened so far in the way of 8 losses feel a lot less painful if the Browns can come up with a win. And John Greco, offensive guard, he has stepped in and really done a solid job in place of Jason Pinkston as a starting guard. Jason Pinkston, of course, out for the year with a blood clot. And Greco comes aboard and fills in very well for him, actually. And we're going to hear from him. Jameer Howerton is going to sit down and talk with John Greco on the show. We always get your comments and questions via the Browns official Facebook and Twitter pages. And email, which is daily at clevelandbrowns.com. The Browns Daily Twitter page, which is Browns _ daily. Or voicemail, 855-363-DAILY, 855-363-2459. Lots of Steelers talk, which you can only imagine. Rita from Facebook says just that. Our Super Bowl beat the Steelers. You talk about a Week 12 game, and again, you talk about a season such as the one the Browns have had that has been mostly disappointing and has been very tough to, I think, weather for a lot of folks. Even while watching and saying, okay, young folks, young players learning their way, finding their way in the NFL, the in and out of the lineup of a Joe Hayden, the other thing, the injuries and things that have occurred that occur in the course of a season that contribute to this. But one game, one win, one possibility, and it looks like the Steeler team that shows up in more beatable fashion without Ben Roethlisberger, plain and simple. And when you have Charlie Batch at quarterback, your third stringer, playing quarterback, the expectation is you win that ballgame. And that's where a lot of folks are with the Browns fans, plain and simple. But it isn't plain and simple, even with Charlie Batch coming to town, 37 years old, 15 years in the league. There's something still there that I think the Browns should be wary of and should deal with. With regard to defense, not even think of a scintilla of a second that there's something light to take here, because there isn't, and there can't be, again, when you're 2-8. We'll talk about that more in depth on the roundtable, but yeah, those are my thoughts. But it is, I like where your thoughts are, Rita, and you expressed that as well as anybody, that this is definitely a Browns possibility from the standpoint of their Super Bowl. And Alan from Facebook puts it even more poetically. He says, make my Thanksgiving complete. A Browns win over the Steelers over Pittsburgh Sunday would be the gravy on the turkey, the whipped cream on the pumpkin pie. Go Browns. And Alan, it would. There's no questioning that. It would make what I hope, again, was a great holiday for everybody, that much brighter, that much more enjoyable, if they can pull that off. And Barry from Twitter says, let's hope the Browns don't let the game slip away like they have done all season. And this has been a team that has frustrated because of the kinds of games, the manner in which it has lost games. Any loss hurts, but they're more painful when you're looking at leads that disappear, like 13-0 against the Cowboys and end up being overtime losses, or 14-0 against the Giants and have the Giants run away, or any game where most of these eight losses that have just been frustrating fashion. And Barry, you say it. You speak the truth. Can't let them slip away. Finishing. It's the mantra, and we've talked about it on this show. And I don't know, at times it gives you a headache to just keep talking about finishing. But it is reality of what this team is or what this team doesn't do enough of. All right, in a couple of minutes, we are going to talk more about this Browns-Pittsburgh game. The one and all, it's a Motown Friday, by the way. So you're going to hear Motown rejoins that Matt Fontana, our producer, will be playing throughout the show. Hanford Top Dog Dixon stopping by. That's next on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, as you listen to us right here on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
Nothing stays cold longer than a Polar Pop fountain drink from Circle K. The Polar Pop cups are made of polar foam. It keeps your fountain drink cold longer than any other cup on the planet. Best of all, you can get any size cup for the same low price, just 69 cents. So pour yourself a Polar Pop. Any size cup, just 69 cents every day.
Pour yourself a Polar Pop.
Only at Circle K.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like Mobile Deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And Virtual Wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use Mobile Deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich, and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
Yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing of freshness.
The doctor will see you now. We try to make the kids as comfortable as possible. That's why the doctor uses the Exergen temporal scanner to take temperatures. There's a quick scan across the forehead, and he gets an accurate read every time. Then I tell the moms they can buy their own Exergen scanner. It's a great value for the money.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen Temporal Scanner. Pick one up at Walgreens and other fine retailers.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
This Friday after Thanksgiving at Ace.
The weekend is coming!
Take back Black Friday with a slow cooker on sale for $7.99 plus a $5 mail-in rebate.
The weekend is coming!
So visit your local Ace and get savings, then get your weekend back. At Ace, the helpful place. $11.99 value, limit one rebate per person, only valid Friday, November 23rd. Additional conditions may apply.
The weekend is coming! The weekend is coming!
See store for details.
Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Vic Carucci here on this post-Thanksgiving edition and this Motown Friday edition for you. And Browns fans unite, the all-new Browns Fan 4-Pack is on sale now, starting at just $199. You get four tickets to the Browns home matchup versus the Kansas City Chiefs on December 9th or the Washington Redskins on December 16th. Plus, your four Browns tickets include four hot dogs, four Pepsis, four game programs, and a parking pass. That's over $50 in savings. To purchase your Browns Fan 4-Pack, call Ticketmaster at 1-800-745-3000 or visit ClevelandBrowns.com today. And this segment is brought to you by Quaker Steak and Lube. He joins us every Friday on this show. He is our great friend, Hanford Top Dog Dixon. First of all, Hanford, I hope you and your family had a great Thanksgiving.
Well, you know what, Vic? We did. Actually, as always, I ate too much. And after I ate too much, you know, I used that old Southern term, you know, I was just like an old hog. just laid around and watched football, which was very, very exciting yesterday. But we did have a good Thanksgiving, and I hope you and your family did, too.
We absolutely did, and thank you so much. Let's talk about this Browns team. And I want to start, Hanford, with the secondary. And especially the idea that this group was so heavily penalized last week against the Cowboys. Seven flags flying in the secondary. And we can argue about the merit of some of those calls, but the bottom line is it's too many when you're talking about a total of 12 penalties on the team itself, but too much damage, and certainly there's no margin for this team to have to deal with that. And yet they did go to overtime against the Cowboys. But what is it for the secondary when you're dealing with that many penalties? What is it taking to avoid that?
Well, Vic, again, you're right, and it was kind of sad watching it. I kind of felt sorry for the guys because, obviously, you know me. You know, that's what I did. I played in the secondary. And then really for Shelton Brown, I felt bad because they were just constantly going right after them, throwing the ball, and it was penalty after penalty. And, you know, when your football team like ours struggling, I mean, there's no way we can overcome something like that. And, Vic, it's just all goes back to techniques. I mean, you got to know, and you know the rules. I mean, those guys, when that ball is in the air, you have to get your head around, and you have to at least look at the quarterback, a turn around looking for the ball, because if you hook that guy or if you don't get your head around, I mean, 99% of the time they are going to call that flag on you. And we just got caught, and it hurt us. I mean, it really hurt us. I think the good news, though, this week, you know, I keep saying this about Baltimore and some other teams, but I really think that we're catching the Steelers at the right time, because they're hurting a little bit also, and especially at receivers, because they went out and they signed Plaxico Burroughs, a guy that hasn't played this year, and hopefully we're getting Joe Hayden back this week. I was hoping to get Patterson back, but hasn't practiced yet this week, but there's still hope for him. But I think we're getting a little healthy, not only in the secondary, but obviously as a football team. And this team is hungry. I mean, this team is hungry. So hopefully we can get it going this week.
Yeah, we are going to talk more about the Steelers, but you touched upon Joe Hayden, and getting him back to this team, to this secondary, is so huge, because we know the difference without him, 0 for 5 without Hayden. And the other thing was what we saw last week, what we just talked about, is a quarterback in Tony Romo targeting who else is out there, whoever else is out there, throwing the ball 50 times and not only getting for, you know, more than 300 yards of passing, but drawing those penalties. And I'm going to assume here that, and I don't think it's a big assumption or presumption, that Joe Hayden being back there is going to help curtail that as much as you talk about being mindful of where you are, right, and the fundamentals of avoiding the penalties.
Well, no question about it. I mean, obviously it's going to help us, but I think also, too, is when you look at the Steelers, they go and it all starts with their quarterback and obviously Big Ben. And Big Ben is not going to play this week, and that's a blessing to us. You know, Ben, I don't wish you any bad luck, but I'm just so happy you're not playing in our game. And my understanding, we're probably going to get Charlie Batch, who's going to start at quarterback for them. And I nothing against Charlie, but I think that's a big, big plus for us.
Sure.
But still, I mean, they are the Steelers. I mean, you're talking about a football team, Vic, that you know as well as I do. 22 out of the last 24 times we've played them, they have won that battle. And that has got to change. I mean, again, we have them at home. We're catching them, I think, without some of their weapons. But overall, I mean, the fact is their defense is still the Steelers' defense, and their top defense, and they're going to be there. But still, this is a game that we have to get, especially with some of the teams that's starting, that's going to come up that we can play that I think are beatable.
Yeah, it's a top-ranked defense overall, and it's the top-ranked defense against the pass and fourth against the run. So it's a formidable challenge to say the least. Hanford Top Dog Dixon joins us in his usual spot here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hanford, talking about defense, and you know, we can also talk about that matchup that the Browns offense has against the Steelers D, but I want to continue on with the Browns defense and seeing how this front performed last week and the expectation that just one game together with Ataba Rubin and Phil Taylor for the first time this year at the defensive tackle spot, just one game tells me how much better this thing should get this week and so forth, right? With each week that they're in there, combining with the young talent that's played so well, that's an exciting prospect.
Well, Vic, and that's why I think this game is going to be a low-scoring game. That's why I think this game is going to come down to the two defenses playing well and being able to create havoc and score on defense, because there's no question about the Steelers' defense. I mean, we know those guys are tough over there and with their defensive coordinator, LeBeau, but our defense is really, especially, and you hit on it up front, these guys are starting to play well, and they're healthy, they're all back together now, and that's a big plus. I mean, obviously what they did last week, the harassment and the pressure that they put on the quarterback, I think it was 7 sacks.
Yep.
And now we have a guy, Charlie Batch, who's starting, and if we can put that kind of pressure on him, get guys in the secondary, talking about a Joe Hayden, talking about a T.J. Ward, make him, Batch, throw some to us, or even hit him, make him fumble. Let's set up the offense, maybe try to make it a little bit easier for them, and what would be great, a score or two on defense, because it's about time for that. And I think it's going to be a low-scoring game, but I think it's going to come up to which defense play the best, and I think that's who's going to win this ball game.
Yeah, because Charlie Batch, the savvy veteran that he is, 15 years in this league, 37 years old, yet is still on this Steeler roster. And why?
Yeah.
Because he's smart, right? And,
yeah,
and he's savvy. But the thing is, I would say that if you're the Steelers, you're trying to prevent him from having to be in a position,
right,
to carry it with his arm. So if you're the Browns, you cannot let that team run on you. You've got to make Charlie Batch try to win it with his arm.
Well, you really do, because you mentioned it. I mean, he's not still on this roster for nothing. I mean, the guy still can play. And he's smart enough to just take pretty much what the defense is giving him. And I don't think he's going to try to force anything. But I also believe that if we put some pressure on it, if we harass him enough and get after him, we can make him make some mistakes. And that's what I'm hoping we do defensively. And again, it all starts with us up front stopping the run, because if we don't let them get a running game going, you're exactly right, it's going to be on Charlie Batch to try to beat us with his arm, and that I don't think he can do.
Yeah, me neither, and I'm hopeful that that's the case. I know it's a be careful what you wish for situation, because to take, and that's the other thing, to take Batch lightly would be a crucial mistake. You can't do that. You can't go into this game thinking, well, it's not Ben Roethlisberger and it's not even the number two guy, Byron Leftwich. It's just Charlie Batch. But you've got to respect what he's able to do and what he knows, and he'll figure things out. I mean, that's why, like you said, 15, he's the smartest, I think the smartest of their quarterbacks. Well, I've talked with any number of people around the Steelers through the years that he's been there, and he's the guy that the defense loves because he always shows them the right thing, when in running like scout team.
Well, and just to piggyback on what you said, I mean, we definitely can't take him lightly or take this football team lightly, because Vic, they are still, we're hungry, but they're still a hungry football team. They're still,
yeah,
a football team that's in the hunt, the playoff hunt, and they know how crucial, a ball game is this late in the season. And I don't care where we're playing them at, they are going to be ready, they're going to be prepared, and they're going to come out and play like this is the game that they need in order to make the playoffs.
Sure.
And that's what, even though we have a lot of young players, I mean, they got to understand, even though we've only won 2 games, this still is an important game for us. So I'm looking for a slugfest, and again, I don't care what anybody say. I'm still going with our Brownies, and I'm picking us to win this one.
No, I'm with you on that. And I know there's a general groundswell feeling, I think, among a lot of Browns fans, especially, and even some those who are neutral observers that I've heard from even through this holiday saying, and I don't think they were saying that just because I'm with the Browns and to make me feel good. But here's the thing, Hanford. We talked about the Steeler defense, and I just wanted to get to this point, too. Trent Richardson and running, I think running hard, obviously, and trying to overcome a lot in the way of pain. But of the last three games he had, that one against Dallas wasn't as strong as one he had in the two previous games. So I'd like to see him be the force that he was those two before. It won't be easy, obviously, against that defense, but I can see this offensive line of the Browns, needing to churn everything they can out of this running game. And then it's, again, with Brandon Whedon to come back and continue. He made, I think, improvement over the Baltimore game. It wasn't dramatic, but he was a little bit better. But now we want to see him take more strides. And this late stretch here, these final games, to see that duo really do their thing and make a difference for this Browns team and this Browns offense.
Well, Trent is a guy that really puts a lot of pressure on himself, and I mean he's playing well, but he's still a rookie, and he's a guy that felt that he didn't play as well as he needed to play. He left some plays out on the field last week, and he came out publicly and he just said, "Hey, this one is on me. I'm the one, because especially one run in particular, down on the goal line when he tried to jump over instead of him just, because he's a big, powerful back.
Right.
I mean, he said to himself, "Hey, why am I trying to jump over? Why didn't I just take this ball, put my head down? I only need a yard or two and just power it in there." But he put that one on himself, and I don't have a problem with that. But what Trent's going to understand this week, see, this AFC North is, and I'm sure he realized this, is a tough, tough division.
Mm-hmm.
And it's hard. It is hard to run against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And he's going to find that out this week. It is a tough, tough football team. But I don't have a doubt. I'm not worried about Trent. He can weather this storm. He's going to pick up the tough yards because that's why we have him. But it is going to be a battle, and it always is, against those Steelers. And everybody's just going to have to buckle up their chin strap because you and I, this week, you and I, Vic, we may need each other. We may have to go out and play two plays. You play two, I can play two.
I'll play from a very safe distance.
Yeah.
But, Hanny, it was great, wonderful, as always, and enjoy it, and I look forward to talking with you again next week, my friend.
Hey, Vic, you got it. And do me a favor, that new little grandbaby of yours, you better give her a kiss, my friend.
I will give her one for you, absolutely.
Okay, woof, woof.
All right, Hanford Top Dog Dixon joining us, as he always does, right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
John can't wait. His new F-150 will be here in 30 minutes.
His new what?
F-150. Liberty Ford is delivering it to the house.
Delivering? Are you two just made of money?
No, we were busy later, so they're bringing it to us, paperwork and all. And with the deal we got, I'd say Liberty just made it really convenient.
Ugh, it's just too easy.
No, that's just Liberty Ford.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Farmer Heights, Vermilion,
Is this the year your business doubles in size? Or maybe triples? At First Merit Bank, we'll tailor a solution to meet the unique needs of your business. With a full range of business lending solutions for buying your own building, financing a new piece of equipment, or establishing a line of credit, our business is helping you grow yours. Call us today to start the conversation at 877-507-9007. First Merit Bank. You first. Subject to credit approval.
Hey, Browns fans, this month reminding you that Sunday, you're invited to Community Lot's biggest tailgate party when the Steelers come to town. Because RTA and ESPN Cleveland are teaming up to tailgate out of an RTA bus. So join me, Munt, at the RTA bus in the Muni Lot at the Waterfront Line stop. We'll be giving away free hot dogs and Brown swag with football trivia and those limited edition RTA long sleeve t-shirts. The best of all, you take RTA to the game, you save at least 20 bones on parking and avoid the hassles of game day traffic, but still make the biggest tailgate in the Muni Lot. See you there.
It's back, golf fans. Pick up your ESPN Cleveland ERC Health golf card, backed by popular demand, several of Ohio's top courses for only $99. Little Mountain, Cumberland Trail, Sweetbriar, Shell Creek, the Quarry, Raintree. ESPN Cleveland ERC Health golf card goes on sale Cyber Monday, November 26th. To get yours, order before December 17th. Card fees not included. Some restrictions apply. $99, the golf card. Get one now. Hi, gang, Riz here. Buying a car, second biggest decision a household or family makes. So why not make a decision that's based on what you need and want rather than what some dealer has the most of? Gillingham Ford prides themselves on having the three pillars of customer service. They're fair, they're open, and they're honest. Don't buy into the third-party ads like WeGotTheBestDeal.com, blah, blah, blah. Check out their photoed inventory online. Stop in and see why Gillingham is truly the home of the real deal. They're centrally located between Ridge and Tiedemann Roads on exit off I-480. Gillingham Ford knows it. Customer service, the most important part of your purchase experience. Let their over 150 years of experience help you out. Stop in 8383 Brook Park Road in Parma and let them take care of you. You'll find out why Gillingham Ford is the home of the real deal. Gillingham Ford, celebrating 55 years in the community. Go see them. Second biggest decision a household makes. See you there.
If you're hosting an event this football season, then you need Hughes Event Production Services. Hughes Event Production Services is the area's largest rental and staging company. Whether it's a TV for your watch party, a stage for your tailgate concert, or anything in between, Hughes can get you what you need for your event. ESPN Cleveland uses Hughes, and so should you. So get to Hughes for your event needs today. For more information, call 216-361-4600 or go to Hughes.com.
Visit Quaker Steak and Lube in Valley View, Sheffield, Lakewood, or Vermilion to make your reservations for the Thanksgiving buffet. Enjoy all of your holiday favorites on Thursday, November 22nd from 11:30 to 5 p.m., including chef-carved turkey, ham, roast beef, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and much more. And from noon to 9 p.m. from November 19th through the 21st, buy one gift card and get the second half off.
Vic Hirschi with you here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Hope you're enjoying your football Friday edition here. And Browns fans, don't forget to support the annual Cleveland Browns food drive prior to Sunday's game against the Steelers at Cleveland Browns Stadium. Cleveland Food Bank volunteers will be located at gate entrances of the stadium to collect donations that day. That'll start at 11 a.m. Fans attending the game are encouraged to donate non-perishable items such as canned soups, canned vegetables, peanut butter, tuna fish, before they enter into the stadium. Monetary donations are also accepted. For more information on how you can help, visit clevelandfoodbank.org. And, of course, our own Jameer Howerton regularly on this show sits down with a key Browns player and gets some information, what's on the guy's mind, football and otherwise. This week, or today, he does so with offensive guard John Greco. Take it away, Jameer.
John, first and foremost, happy Thanksgiving to you.
Happy Thanksgiving to you, too.
How's everything been going?
It's going well. Getting ready for a nice, good weekend.
Let's talk about the week of preparing. How did you guys do?
You know what? It was a unique week in that, you know, we have a lot to be thankful for the holiday. But, you know, we can't let the preparation and the focus slack. So, you know, we came to work like any other day of preparation. You know, we got to be with our families for a little bit. Coach, you know, let us do that. And, you know, right back on track today.
Looking at that Dallas Cowboys game, what are some of the things offensively that you guys can take from that game and carry over into this week's matchup?
You know, I think, you know, going down there, playing on the, you know, tough road team in the Dallas Cowboys. I think, you know, we put ourselves in position to win the game at the end of the game. You know, as a team, we couldn't get it done in overtime, but, you know, we took away a lot from the game, and, you know, positive things. We worked on, you know, the negatives this week, you know, correct the mistakes so we don't make them this coming weekend, and, you know, we move forward.
Let's take some time to look at this Steelers defense. What have you seen from these guys when watching them on film?
I mean, number one defense in the league. You know, as any team, you got to be ready, you know, do your study, watch your tape. But they do a lot of unique things, and they have some great players that can just line up basic and beat you. So, you know, we really have to be on our A game and, you know, be focused. You know, we're doing a lot of film study and, you know, doing with our coaches. So, you know, we'll be ready to go. We just got to look at some of their unique things and, you know, get ready to go.
How different is this unit without Troy Polamalu on the field?
You know, he's obviously a phenomenal player that, you know, adds a certain element to their defense, but they have guys that are stepping in there and doing a great job for them. So, you know, we're acting as just as he's in there. You know, that position, you know, they like to move him around and play him all over the field, and, you know, we have to be ready for that. His backup obviously sees, you know, it wants to emulate him and play, you know, his kind of play style, and, you know, they're doing a good job in his absence. So, you know, we got to be ready.
And on a personal note, what are some of the things that you worked on in particular this week?
This week, you know, basically just pass protection a little bit, you know, being a little firmer in the pocket, because they do show that they like to press the pocket with a little bit of power. So, you know, that was an emphasis by us. And, you know, really looking at, like I said, some of their unique, you know, whether it be stunts or blitzes or, you know, just individual pass rush moves by their defensive linemen, you know, so we can be ready.
Now, for yourself, you grew up in Boardman, Youngstown, Ohio. That's right on the line of Browns country and Steelers country. So tell us a little history about that.
It is. It's a fine line. It's split right down the middle. You know, I had some inter-family division, too. So, you know, my grandfather was a big, huge Browns fan. Uncle was a big Browns fan. And, you know, I know my dad will get mad at me, but he was a Steelers fan when I was growing up. But, you know, obviously now there's orange in his closet.
You're going to have a lot of family at the game this coming weekend?
Yeah, I think so. You know, being fortunate enough to play close to home, a lot of my family and friends have been able to come up and see me, and, you know, hopefully we'll get a good win for them.
Now, you also went to the same high school as Bernie Kosar. Tell us about that. Does his aura still loom through the hallways and in that locker room?
Yeah, I think so. You know, his name was on, you know, some record boards in there for basketball and, you know, playing hoops in high school. We noticed that. But, you know, throughout my career, I went to the same grade school as Bernie as well. So, you know, his name is, you know, has always been looming around the town and, you know, within high school, and, you know, he's a legacy back home.
And just overall, how excited for the guys to get back out there, to go against this huge rivalry against the Pittsburgh Steelers. Just talk about how guys are really pumped up for this Sunday.
You know, coming off a loss like we did, and when you're fighting the entire game and, you know, just slips through your fingers at the end, I think the best cure for that is to get back on the field. And, you know, we corrected everything on Monday, and we put it behind us and focused on the Steelers, you know, right from Wednesday. So that's kind of our mindset right now, and, you know, we're anxious to get back on the field.
Well, John, thank you for your time, and good luck to you moving forward.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you, Jameer, and thank you, John Greco, for that nice little breakdown and catch-up of, you know, the holiday is the same for teams in the course of the week, but, you know, they still have a workday. Thursday, yesterday was a workday for the Browns. They just moved the schedule up and adjusted. That's pretty much what every team in the league that wasn't playing on Thursday but does have a game on Sunday or on Monday was doing. So that was the same procedure for the Browns. All right, we are going to get the roundtable together next. Going to sit down with Tom Withers from the Associated Press, Scott Petrick of the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. Yours truly, the four of us, will sit down and analyze and talk about Sunday's game between the Browns and Steelers right here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
Worldwide leader in Cleveland cyber sports, the all-new ESPNCleveland.com. Breaking news, the best blogs, and podcasts of your favorite ESPN Cleveland shows. It's the web's best site for all things Cleveland sports. Browns, Cavs, Indians, Ohio State, the Monsters, and more. Stay connected 24/7, 365 through the pulse of the Cleveland sports scene.
Where do you go when you want to know? The all-new ESPN. ESPNCleveland.com.
I'm such a bargain shopper.
More shoes?
Actually, I found the deal of my dreams online at LibertyFord.com.
You can't believe everything you read on the Internet.
You can at Liberty Ford. Paid the online price, got a Carfax and repair history, plus they gave me more for my trade than I had researched online.
We'll see what happens when you get there.
It happened yesterday, just like they said it would.
Liberty's been stolen. Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion,
visit Quaker Steak and Lube in Valley View, Sheffield, Lakewood, or Vermilion to make your reservations for the Thanksgiving buffet. Enjoy all of your holiday favorites on Thursday, November 22nd from 11:30 to 5 p.m., including chef-carved turkey, ham, roast beef, stuffing, cranberry sauce, and much more. And from noon to 9 p.m. from November 19th through the 21st, buy one gift card and get the second half off.
Hey, Browns fans, your favorite Cleveland Browns are going green, and you can too. Intercept your waste. Recycle your cardboard, paper, plastic, cans, and glass at home, at work, and on game days. Remember to compost food scraps and yard clippings too. Make it a habit. Reduce, reuse, recycle, and compost. Visit CuyahogaSWD.org to learn more. Powered by the Ohio Department of Natural Resources in the Cuyahoga County Solid Waste District.
RTA's new L-Line trolley is the quick and easy way to go between Public Square and your favorite attractions at Cleveland Lakefront. Because every weekend you can ride free with a smile from the Rail Hub at Tower City and the Horseshoe Casino to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum, Great Lakes Science Center, and Voinovich Park. So, if this trolley is a rockin', well, just smile and hop on board. The new L-Line trolley from RTA. Get ready to ride.
I'm Joel Matlin, president of Alarm Force. Whether you live in a condo, a one-story or a two-story house, what's inside is important and needs to be protected. With Alarm Force, you get no charge live two-way voice, installation, activation, and warranty, and only $25 a month for monitoring. And you can get an alarm system even if you don't have a home phone line.
Call 1-800-267-2001. Alarm Force.
Ohio's best choice for home security.
Sunnyside Audi is Cleveland's only five-year-in-a-row Magna Society dealer. With over 150 years combined Audi sales and service staff, Sunnyside Audi has the J.D. Power highest customer satisfaction of Audi dealers in Ohio. Check out their great selection of new and certified pre-owned Audis. Located off I-71 and Pearl Road in Middleburg Heights, with extended sales and service hours Monday and Thursday night and Saturday. Now offering a complimentary car wash, loaner, and valet service. East side, west side, it's always Sunnyside. SunnysideAudi.com.
It's a Motown Friday, a football Friday, a Black Friday. It's got a lot of names, but for sure it is a Cleveland Browns Daily driven by Liberty Ford Friday. And get this, help a child today, save on a haircut tomorrow. Purchase a Believe in Miracles bracelet at participating Great Clip salons and receive a coupon for $2 off your next haircut. All proceeds benefit the Cleveland Clinic Children's Hospital. Great cause, great clips. It's going to be great. And it's the roundtable portion of the show. And happy to have with us Tom Withers from the Associated Press and Scott Petrick from the Elyria Chronicle-Telegram and Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. Guys, we'll start with this. The Pittsburgh Steelers come to town, and they look familiar, Tom, with that number one ranked defense. Not so familiar with the quarterback.
They kind of look like the 2005 Steelers, don't they, coming in?
Yeah.
Plaxico Burress is back. Charlie Batch is back. So, yeah, very kind of a new old-look Steelers team. I'm just hoping they don't bring those uniforms with them they wore last week.
Or maybe they do. Maybe those are bad luck for them.
Yeah,
they,
no kidding.
They warm in a loss to them. I don't know.
Yeah, but as you mentioned, really though, Vic, I mean, there's still that defense out there.
Yeah.
And, you know, we'll see if they have some other parts back. You know, Polamalu's missed a couple games with that right calf injury. So they're still a handful.
Scott, Charlie Batch, your quarterback, 15 years in the league, 37 years old. I mean, those numbers usually speak to a guy who's out of football, but he's there, and the argument could be made that he might be the better backup than Byron Leftwich. And I hear people say this, that everyone sort of, well, I say everyone, a lot of people agree with that, except for the Steelers coaches or Mike Tomlin, who had him buried third on the depth chart.
Well, I was going to say, there must be a reason that he was third behind Leftwich, but you know, I know what you're saying, and I know what these people are saying. Batch brings a lot of leadership, a lot of experience. His record as a starter, even in his prime, was pretty good. It's right around 500.
Yeah.
He's won games with the Steelers. He beat the Browns with the Steelers a few years ago. So I think it'd be, obviously, it's a benefit for the Browns that Roethlisberger isn't playing. But yeah, they can't sleep on Charlie Batch, because as we saw last week, Leftwich did not do anything against the Ravens, and they're still in that game right up until the end. So
yeah,
the Browns can't take him lightly for sure.
He makes that 31-yard touchdown run. I still don't know how he did that against the Ravens.
He doesn't know how he did it.
He probably doesn't know how he did it. But, Nate, and Scott mentions this, there's no going to sleep on anybody for the Browns. They can't afford to do that. But to think about that secondary, which gets healthier with Joe Hayden's return, and what a difference we would presume that would make. But this is the same secondary that, without Hayden, and just a week ago, gives up more than 300 yards, gets flagged 7 times for penalties against the Cowboys.
Yeah, they can't take anyone for granted because they have too many issues of their own. And, you know, Hayden comes back, that's obviously a huge boost, but still Buster Skrine suffered that concussion against the Cowboys. We don't know if he's going to be playing Sunday. And Dimitri Patterson, he said he was going to try to test that ankle that's kept him out for the past 5 weeks. But we don't know if he's going to be playing either. So that's still two of your top four corners who potentially are going to be out. The secondary has a lot to atone for after those 7 penalties. And, obviously Joe Hayden will help. But, again, I mean, it's still fair to call it an injury-riddled secondary.
Tom, how concerned should the Browns be about the secondary? I want to say the depth, but just the fact that we know all those, could all of those flags have been legit? The argument would likely be no. Okay, we know that. But there were some flags that were.
Yep.
There was aggressive play that was there.
Yep.
There was, usually when you get those kinds of penalties, it's a sign of desperation. It's, you know, that you physically can't maybe keep up with or handle who you're covering. So where does it leave us just looking at the secondary in general?
You know, I guess you could say that it's probably thinner than it should be. The Hayden situation has been an issue all year. We've talked about that ad nauseum. They're 0-5 without him. Obviously,
right,
you can't go on without your best defensive player, arguably. Some of these young guys, it's learning by fire. I mean, we had a long talk with Dimitri Patterson on Monday, who talked to us about how tough it is to play that position. And I think sometimes we do take that for granted. I think also what we saw Sunday was some of these young guys having to learn that you got to keep your hands off these guys, but how tough that can be when you're 15 yards down the field and the offensive guy grabs you by the jersey. So,
right.
It's, you know, obviously it's thinner than it should be, Vic, but, you know, again, it's a young group, you know, learning as they go along.
And what can help, of course, the secondary is what it got in help last week, which was a pass rush. 7 sacks of Tony Romo in that game. It clearly a difference made with the Tava Rubin lineup next to Phil Taylor. I mean, we all knew that would be a big thing, Scott, but it's in many more ways than one a big thing. But we now see what that pressure, what the result can be in regard to pressure, because it looked like the ends, the outside folks, really stepped up their game. Jabal Sheard, Frosty Rucker, Jaquay Parker played that much better than we've seen them play.
Yeah, you're 100% right. And I've been looking for that kind of game from Jabal Sheard all season. 8.5 sacks as a rookie, and he was so close for the first 8 or 9 games. It looked like he was half a step away 6 times a game, and he finally got there. He got there against the Ravens before the bye. He got there against the Cowboys. Pressure the rest of the time. Frosty Rucker played one of his better games on the other side. And I'll tell you what, Jaquay Parker has been overlooked all season as a free agent signee, you know, one of the few guys that Heckert brought in, but has made an impact. He's out there on most of the nickel situations, gets a lot of pressure, strong, strong guy. He pulled down Romo by the jersey. So I think after that game, we look around and we say, you know what, this defensive line goes about 8 deep, and it's pretty solid.
It's the roundtable of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got Tom Withers and Scott Patrick and Nate Ulrich and yours truly, Vic Carucci, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Nate, is the other part of this is the linebackers benefiting from what was happening up front. The guys on the edge is one thing, but to see Craig Robertson, you know, make plays, to see a defense that when it was blitzing, when those linebackers were sent, and even when they did some things in coverage, that looked like it gave problems to Tony Romo and in general to that Cowboy passing game.
Yeah, and I asked Pat Shurmur, I think there's this assumption that, you know, Reuben and Taylor demand so many double teams that it frees up guys, whether it's an end or a linebacker. And I think there might be something to that in some scenarios, but he mentioned just the way that they can collapse the pocket is really what makes the biggest difference. Mm. And I think that, you know, hey, the Browns went through the first nine games without their two starting defensive tackles next to each other. So, that was the first time we saw it, Reuben and Taylor together. So, I think it made a huge difference for the linebackers, for the, you know, Craig Robertson, like you said, get it in there. He actually had one sack, I think, nullified.
Yes.
He had a huge day.
Yeah.
And, that was definitely encouraging because we've seen him play well in pass coverage. He's been serving as that nickel linebacker, so to speak. But to see him bring another, you know, dimension to the game with that pass rush, that was very encouraging.
And look, the other reason that Tony Romo ends up throwing 50 times is because 50. I still am staggered by that number. But he throws that many times because they didn't establish any kind of a running game against the Browns. The Browns wouldn't allow that. So that front seven, those linemen, those linebackers did a superb job there. They're going to have to be every bit that and more. With the Steelers, you cannot let the Steelers get a running game going when you know that that's what they'll lean on to help Charlie Batchelor.
No, and if you get a 13-0 lead, Vic, you got to go for the jugular. I think that had a lot to do with Tony Romo throwing 50 times as well. Eli Manning did earlier this year.
Right.
He had to throw himself back into the game. So, you know, just what Scott and Nate have been saying as well, this team cannot afford a letdown. I think naturally as an athlete, you would probably look over there and say, hey, it's Charlie Batch. We probably got it a little easier this week, but they can't afford a letdown. They cannot lose to this team at home this week.
Yeah, it's the Steelers. I keep hearing this possibility of some sort of, well, they're going to take.
Yeah.
You're 2-8. You take no one lightly. You can't even remotely think of that. So I hope that that isn't even a minuscule thought on this team, Scott.
No, I'm with you. I mean, the Browns are, I think it's 1-16 against the Steelers in the last 17. I mean, how do you have any confidence at all, let alone overconfidence?
No,
you know, and they're going to be able to run. And the Steelers have been able to run the ball all year, even with a bad offensive line.
Right.
So this is a great test for Taylor and Reuben.
And they will get that. I mean, they'll be persistent with it. You know how Mike Tomlin's going to come into this game. Meanwhile, we let's talk about this Steeler defense, which ranked first overall, first against the pass, fourth against the run, against this Browns offense. Do we think, Nate, that Brandon Whedon, you know, redeemed himself somewhat, mostly for that Baltimore game? It was an up-and-down performance against Dallas, but better. I mean, two touchdown passes and no picks. Looked like overall he was moving in the right. The needle moved up again.
Yeah, I think it did a little. It wasn't quite the bounce back that I think week two was after week one against the Eagles. But, he didn't throw an interception. So,
that's
you know, and he flirted with it, certainly.
Right.
But
after
Pat Shurmur was pretty much pounding the table saying no interceptions, he didn't do it. So that obviously helped. But and I think the thing about Whedon in that game is he threw what he thought, and I think a lot of the Browns players thought, was a game-winning touchdown to Benjamin Watson with, I think, 107 left in the fourth quarter. So,
right.
You know, that was a big moment, and I think there are a lot of good things he can take. But, you know, obviously, like you said, it was up and down. It's kind of like his entire season. It was a roller coaster ride.
And, you know, I think, Vic, along those lines, this has got to be a bounce back for Trent Richardson, I think, this week. Not that 95 yards is anything to snivel about, but, you know, he didn't have the second half that they need.
Right.
And if this team is going to be, you know, based around Trent Richardson, well, now's the time to do it. You know, they drafted him third for a reason.
Yep.
They're playing the Pittsburgh Steelers at home. It's time to show up.
No question about it. Now, how about this, Tom? We know the Steelers haven't been hardly prolific. They haven't been prolific at all in taking the ball away defensively, and that's not characteristic of them. But that said, it's Dick LeBeau. And
they're going to find a way to.
They're going to find a way to certainly make the life of a rookie quarterback miserable. And I just wonder how Brandon Whedon handles that challenge.
Well, you know, we're going to find out a lot more about him again this week. And I agree with Nate. I thought there was a lot of positives that came out of last week's games. I was a little concerned, though, and Scott and I always talk about how guys throw the ball. You know, he was high and wild. I mean, he was missing the strike zone quite a bit on Sunday. So I don't know if that was a mechanics problem. I don't know if he was a little too jacked up because he had a lot of family and friends there from Oklahoma. So, yeah, I think, you know, they're going to find ways. It's the Pittsburgh Steelers defense. They're going to find ways to bring heat on him, and he's going to have to be able to adjust.
And the offensive line, Scott, as we saw, protected him very well against an outstanding pass-rushing Cowboys team. That's DeMarcus Ware, right, and Anthony Spencer. So they can come at you, and they did, but I thought the Browns did a really good job. What is it, just two sacks, and he really hardly got touched on many occasions. Can you see that group doing the same against Pittsburgh?
I can, just because they've done it all year. Mm-hmm. I think it's maybe seven sacks in the last 7 weeks. And that's impressive because the Browns are throwing the ball a lot.
Yeah.
And Whedon, I mean, there were times in the first half where he had five, 6 seconds, could survey the whole field. You know, I think it's an interesting matchup with Pittsburgh because they don't let you run the ball against them.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to balance, do we pound our heads against the wall and run Richardson for 2 yards a pop over and over and over, or do we spread them out a little bit, go three wides, throw the ball, and make them loosen up, and then you hit Richardson later? And I think that's been successful against Pittsburgh in the past, and I think it might work again.
Nate, what do you gauge from the locker room? I still see a team that's players are still engaged, still kind of connected with this whole idea of getting better, of feeling like what they do in games matters even if there's losses.
Yeah, I sense that too. I mean, they're 2-8. It's been a pretty dismal year all around. I mean, there's no real easy way to say it. When you're 2-8, you're 2-8.
Yeah.
I mean, there have been bright spots, in certain areas, but overall, it's been a very disappointing season. But this team is so young, and I've said it before, and I really do believe it, that these guys stay positive, I think, unlike a lot of locker rooms would.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that shows up in all these close games. I mean, they could have packed it in at the bye, but, man, they went to Dallas in that environment and really should have, you know, potentially won. So many chances.
A lot of shoulders.
So many chances and just didn't finish.
It's the roundtable, guys. Thank you so much. Tom Withers, the Associated Press. We've got Scott Petrick, Elyria Chronicle-Telegram, Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal. Gentlemen, appreciate it. We will reconvene next week on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Much more is coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Jump up. Get it. Hey.
Stop the car. Your oil change light just turned on.
Oh, don't worry. I have an appointment at Liberty Ford tomorrow.
You don't need to buy a new car. You just need to get your oil changed.
I am. In fact, they will change the oil, rotate my tires, check the brakes, belts, batteries, and filter, all for just $39.99.
What? No car wash?
Well, that too. You get nothing but the best service at Liberty Ford.
Liberty's in Solon, Maple Heights, Brunswick, Parma Heights, Vermilion.
For your cooler and charcoal budget. For depositing $100 from Section 100. For being ready on game day, PNC has tools like mobile deposit that lets you snap and send checks from most anywhere. And virtual wallet that alerts you when you're running low. See our tools and apps at pnc.com/alwaysopen. PNC Bank, for the achiever in you. Official bank of the Cleveland Browns. A supported mobile device is needed to use mobile deposit. Standard data rates and certain other restrictions apply. PNC Bank, National Association, member FDIC.
The following was inspired by an actual conversation.
Hello, Arby's.
Hi, who sliced your meat today?
Doug. Why?
Is Doug a robot?
No, Doug's not a robot.
Is non-robot Doug freshly slicing roast beef for the Arby's French dip and Swiss sandwich and then adding melted Swiss and a cup of steaming au jus?
yeah, actually he is.
Good. I will take human Doug over a machine any day.
Get two Arby's French dip sandwiches for just $5 at participating restaurants for a limited time. Arby's, slicing up freshness.
In the winter of 1777, George Washington and his army were instructed to stop in the open fields on their way to Valley Forge. The weather was bitter and cold, but they stopped to give thanks. They paused to pray and celebrated their own Thanksgiving. Years later, on October 3rd, 1789, Washington issued his first presidential proclamation, recommending to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many favors of Almighty God. This is Ron Trzynski, and although it wasn't until the presidency of Abraham Lincoln that Thanksgiving Day was established, it was done in the same basic spirit, to thank God, to promote national unity, and to pause for just a day to be grateful. Although many people are struggling today with all sorts of problems, all of us have things for which we should be thankful. So this Thanksgiving, enjoy your time with those near and dear to you. And remember the words of our founding father and take a moment to give thanks.
Rick Rand,
Saturday mornings at 9 on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
We're getting screwed. How in the hell does anybody run for re-election when you have an approval rating that is the lowest ever? That's ever. A, you're running for re-election with a straight face, and B, I gotta hand it to you because you got us.
Rick Rand,
Saturday mornings at 9 on ESPN 1540 KNR2.
Thinking about remodeling your home, office, or even your man cave? Let the experts at 4B Wood Custom Cabinets help create your vision with you. Locally owned and operated in Seville, Ohio, 4B Wood has been building custom-made cabinetry of the finest quality for over 30 years with authentic, handcrafted techniques. 4B Wood will provide solutions for every room in your home. Visit their website today and see for yourself. Go to the number 4, letter B, wood.com. The number 4, letter B, wood.com. For creative results, it's 4B Wood.
This is Tom Hamilton, voice of the tribe and Bedford Nissan. For the best price on a new Nissan and the best car buying experience, visit my friends at Bedford Nissan. It's the dealer.
Hi, this is Vic Carucci. Listen for the Liberty Ford vignettes each weekday at 141, 241, and 341 on ESPN 850 WKNR. Back with you on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. Appreciate the fact that you've been hanging out with us on this Motown Friday edition. And this Ask Vic segment of the show is driven by Liberty Ford. And let's go to your questions, your comments that you submit to the Browns official Facebook, Twitter pages. Cliff via Facebook. He says, I will say that last Sunday's game at Dallas had a lot to do with bad calls by referees. I love my Browns. It's giving games away that bums me out. You know, I think it's fair to say that there was some officiating that probably raised some eyebrows and questions, but I'm not putting that loss on officials. I hope most people are not. It wasn't helpful to see what seemed to be an imbalance, especially of a lot of calls in the secondary, but rather than rant about that, the effort, I hope this week, and I believe this week, based on what I've heard in discussions with Coach Shermer, is that the focus was on more fundamental work and reminding and reinforcing the idea of what you can and can't do in coverage. You know, where you're allowed to place the hands, what you're supposed to avoid, and I think that's where this hopefully the mindset was. And I think, giving games away, yeah, that's happened. And that's happened repeatedly with this team. And you do get tired of it. It does sound like the proverbial broken record. And all you can really do, at least all I can really do, is what I try to do, is take from each of those circumstances the notion that lessons are learned and lessons are built upon for the next time out. And I don't say that sounding naive. I'm saying it in a true sense that's how I'm looking at it, that there's at least some trust factor here that people will learn from what didn't go right or why it didn't work that way, that players are truly interested in avoiding that type of thing the second time around, that coaches reinforce that, and I know they do, but it's up to people to pay attention to it, listen to it, and carry it out on the field. I think they just have to flat do it to understand what it means. I mean, it's got to be more than just a concept that you talk about. Becky from Facebook says, I'm thankful, talking about things she's thankful for in this time of thanks, of giving thanks. She says, I'm thankful to have a team to root for in the Browns. I remember not having a team, and it was miserable. I love my Cleveland Browns. Very nice sentiment. And, of a lot of things to be thankful for, I would certainly put that on a list. I think, folks, this is what you do. You reflect and think about that. And when we've had on this show Steve King, our resident historian, just replay and go back to what how awful it was at the very end of the first incarnation of the Browns, and then that before that, leading into that three-year gap of a Browns-less Cleveland. You do think about that. But more importantly, I think what you want is to believe that this team gives you other reasons to be thankful, such as success on the field. And, again, we know what a win over Pittsburgh would mean just in terms of making the entire year feel much better, whoever is their quarterback. Aaron from Facebook says, kick the Steelers while they're down. Yeah, that's a good thought, but, again, I'm not assuming they're as down as you think they are, though, Aaron. I'm going to say that. I know they go into this thing with Charlie Batch. He's not Ben Roethlisberger. He's not the number two quarterback, although I think the argument could also be made that maybe the number two quarterback or that as the number three quarterback, he might be better than the number two. You heard us talking about that during the roundtable discussion. Jim from Facebook offers this bit of advice. He says the Browns need to isolate James Harrison on a back or a tight end in coverage. He is slow, really slow. I'd love to see Trent Richardson involved in screens and underneath throws, and I'd like to see intermediate passes. I'd like the screen game to be a big part of what the Browns do in their game plan. Your point is right about Harrison in general. I think it could help loosen things up also in the running game for the Browns. We want to thank Hanford Dixon and Tom Withers, and want to thank Scott Petrick and Nate Ulrich. I want to thank Drew Boatner and Joe Meadows and John Greco and Jameer Howerton. And we want to thank our producer tonight, Matt Fontana. Appreciate your great work, Matt. We will talk to you again next week on Monday on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.
The preceding program was a production of the Cleveland Browns and a part of the Browns Media Network.